Martha Blessing, and you're about to start transforming your life and creating the freedom that you desire with this podcast. For over 15 years, I've coached and mentored conscious creators on four continents around the world. Here, you won't find a bunch of hype or super inflated rah-rah motivation, because this podcast is a combination of brain science, universal spiritual laws, and ancient wisdom and spiritual teachings, all rolled into one to take your life to levels you've never dared to imagine were possible. If you're wanting more from life, to feel better, to heal, to have a peaceful mind, to feel empowered and alive, and to bring more abundance and prosperity into your life, then this podcast is for you. Because you're going to start learning how to master your mind, expand and grow your consciousness, and when you do that, you can create the place to be free, and anything you want then becomes possible for you. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Place to Be Free podcast. I'm your host, Martha Blessing, and today I am diving into the topic of courage. How do we get the courage to take the big step that is necessary or needed in our lives to create transformations, whether it's health, whether it's relationships, careers, jobs, whatever that is? How do we get the courage to transform from where we are to where we want to be? And I'm diving into this topic because it is the fourth C, letter C, of the five C's of health, healing, and transformation, which is the methodology that I have used in my life and have used with all of my students and clients over the last 20, 30 years. Where did this methodology come from? Well, it came from my own personal journey in my life, going from really quite honestly being completely lost and confused and addicted and broke. You name it, my life was incredibly different 30 years ago. And trust me when I tell you that if I could heal and transform the things that I did and make the changes, you can do it too. Anyone can do it, because this methodology, number one, it works, and it works for everyone. I have coached countless numbers of women and students and clients to use this method to change their lives. And it's not a cookie cutter, do this, do this, do this. It is a foundation for learning how to shift your energy, master your mind, and transform the patterns and programs and the obstacles and blocks and barriers that have been getting in the way, the things that where we have literally gone unconscious to. You know, initially people would come to me for healing their physical symptoms. I've had numerous businesses. I had a wellness, brick and mortar wellness center, and had private practice. And so people would come to me, transform the physical. I was a clinical Ayurvedic practitioner for many, many years and a certified healing touch practitioner. And so what happened in the process of this methodology was that not only did their symptoms heal as a result of really embodying the principles, but their whole life changed. Every area of their life improved as a result of these tools. I've gone through the first three steps of the five-step methodology in some of the previous podcasts, and I will leave a link to those episodes in the resources section so you can go back and listen to those and catch up on the other ones. This one is about courage, but quickly, the other ones are about cause, getting to the core cause, which most people never do. They are looking for a solution, but they haven't actually gotten to the core cause of what the problem is, and that's why they're stuck. Everything they're doing is basically a Band-Aid. Number two is clarity. You have to get clarity. And this is clarity about how you got where you are, which is the cause. And you have to get clarity on where it is that you want to go, because if you don't set a destination and a clear destination, you can't get there. I always tell people, if you don't place your order to the universe, intelligent substance, God source, whatever you want to call it, cannot go to work on delivering it, cannot bring it to you. So you have to be clear. And then the third one is the actual clearing of energy. And I will come back to, there's several different stages and possibilities for clearing and transforming. And I will go into more of what those methodologies are. But for now, there is one episode about clearing energy. And actually, it's really transforming energy. We don't clear energy, we transform it. We transmute it to a different frequency. So clearing really isn't the correct word. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only change form. So that's what I mean by that. And so in that other episode, I will leave it in the show notes about the transforming the energy. So moving forward, we're talking today about courage. And holy cow, without courage, you just won't get there. Like, it doesn't matter what you do, what actions you take, you've got to build courage. And I can't tell you, well, let's put it like this. Most people want this formula that is going to get them to courage. They want a formula that is going to take away the risk. And that's actually going to take away all personal responsibility. They want a formula that is foolproof. And guess what, folks? That doesn't exist. In fact, this is what most people are looking for when they're trying to find a solution. And it's actually what keeps them stuck. It's actually what keeps them stuck in the same place in the recurring pattern, because they are not, well, number one, the energy pattern and the energy signature of trusting themselves, they are not in that pattern. So they're giving their power away to something outside themselves. But they also have never learned to build and really truly understand what it is to build courage and how it works and how it happens. That's what I'm talking about today. How do we get this courage? Where does it come from? And there's a very interesting sort of sidebar and twist to this, because as you may have either heard or read in listening to the podcast, or maybe you've been on my email list and read some of the articles and blog posts that I've written over the years, I don't think I've actually talked about it very much, but I was literally like, I was 28 years old. I was an adult, and I had been out of my parents' house and living on my own for 10 years. And I honestly had no idea how to make choices and decisions for myself. So it might sound kind of silly or ridiculous, but I really just got bumped along and went along with the flow, because I was raised in a very controlling environment, in a very codependent environment. And it was really my mom's way or the highway. And she made every decision. She decided what schools I would go to, what hobbies I would have. I didn't know any better. I thought that was normal because that's how it had been my whole life growing up. She would sugarcoat it. She would twist it, right? This is how our parents have such an influence. She would sugarcoat it and say, I just want the best for you. So I got sent to private schools and I did sports and I was a competitive figure skater, all of these things. And then I got shipped off to a woman's college, a junior college, private junior college in Missouri for my first 2 years of college. And let me tell you that life pretty much all fell apart after that, because I was footloose and fancy free. I'm not going to lie, I made some really bad choices and decisions back in those days. It pretty much was just party central. All I really did was party to avoid the feelings that I was feeling of fear and insecurity and anxiety, because I wasn't sure how to really make good choices for myself. So my point to all of this is that we are literally trained to believe from an early age to follow the rules, perform according to our parents' expectations, or if it wasn't our parents, it was the schools, the teachers, churches, the institutions. And we do that because we want love and approval. It's not even a conscious choice or decision, really. We are just going with what brings us to a place of safety and security, love and attention to meet our needs as little kids. And we're not encouraged to have an original thought or to break out of the familial or ancestral and society norms that are programmed generation after generation. This is why we keep repeating patterns, because it's been programmed and we think it's real. It's not, it's a lie. If you haven't read the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, I highly, highly recommend you get it immediately and start. Don't just read it, study it and apply it. It's one of the best books on this topic and subject about reprogramming. So what's fascinating about this idea of courage is, and some of you may or may not know this, but I've been a psychic medium since I was about 6 years old. I've been a soul seer since that age and an empath. So I have been tuned into different frequencies and dimensions in this life that quite honestly seemed pretty unusual to me as a child. So I just kept it all quiet. But as an adult, I spent several years early in my healing career as a registered nurse, and I was also a medical medium. I have been able to see since a young age and to see, hear, and feel the mental, emotional, and spiritual causes of the physical illnesses that my patients had when I was working in hospitals and facilities. So for years, I really thought, well, that's my gift, and I need to bring this forward for people. And I did. I used it to do a fair amount of intuitive work and readings for people. But when things started to change is when I owned a brick and mortar business. I had an Ayurvedic wellness center, and then I also had, it was called New World Gifts, Books and Gifts for Conscious Living. And I had a lot of, it was very much a spiritual store, and I had a lot of psychic mediums that were independent contractors that came in, and every week they offered readings to customers and to people in the community. And I began to see that this was actually a huge disservice. And I'm sorry for any psychics and mediums that are out there listening to this, but that's just my truth and how I feel about it. And there are people who need that kind of guidance, and I'm grateful for the people who provide it. If they're coming from more of a white magic place than a black magic place, it can help serve people. But in any case, for me, I saw what a disservice it was, because people were giving all their power away to psychics and mediums and to astrologers, right? They would come every single month. They needed to have a reading. They were not able to make choices for themselves. They were never learning to trust themselves, to have the internal fortitude and a soul with stamina to trust in intelligent substance and God and source and faith, whatever you want to call it, to have the faith and trust in that to develop their internal power source and to make choices for themselves. If they are coming for readings and wanting someone else to tell them how their life is going to go, they can never have free will. They can never create an original thought. They can never step into full expansion of their personal power. And once I started being witness to this, I had to stop it immediately, because it was just so disempowering. And I also thought so much of it was, quite honestly, coming more from the dark side. I'm just going to say there was a lot of bullshit. Some of these folks were really not of good intention. They were honestly fear-based and very negative. So I do feel incredibly blessed that I have always known truth, you know, capital T truth, when I hear it and I see it, the intelligent substance truth, right? Like, truth is always true if it's universal truth, like universal laws, okay? I came to see the difference between that and what manipulation and ego-based guidance looked like. So I put a stop to it all. And it's part of the reason why I sold the brick and mortar businesses when I did. Here's a very critical, key, important piece about courage. And that is, you cannot create it intellectually, which is what a lot of people want to do. And you cannot create it from your mind. You can't think your way to courage. So this is part of what produces and creates anxiety, right? We have a decision to make and there's fear, and we go round and round and round and round in our head, weighing all of the options. But your subconscious mind is involved in that, and it is always going to shut you down. It's going to try and shut you down from having the courage to do something different and create a new level of trust for yourself. And so if you try to think your way to courage, you'll never get there, because you will fail to take the actions that will actually create courage. What has to happen in order to create it is you have to take the action without any guarantee, and you have to be willing to fail. You have to be trusting enough to say, this could go well or this could go wrong, but in any case, I'm going to be okay and I will find a way to course correct. When I sold my businesses, I was like, okay, I got this. I've got X amount of money in the bank. This shouldn't take me too long. I'm going to build this business over here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I've got it all planned out and I'll be fine. It didn't go that way. 5 years, 6 years later, it didn't go that way. What a journey. But because of all of the things that I went through, and trust me when I tell you, some of them were very, very scary to me, I now have complete faith and confidence and trust and courage in myself. You have to approach this idea of courage from the mindset of, I'm going to step into an expansion. I'm going to step into what's really trying to come through me. And if that doesn't get me where I want to go, I'm going to have to be willing to dig a little deeper and keep asking my higher self how to get where it is that I want to go. There will be an upcoming episode about that and using your subconscious mind at night to do that. I know many people who have done it, and it's really quite powerful. I've said this before, you cannot have a desire without the ability to fulfill it. And this is one of the biggest things that helped me along the way. Learning from one of my mentors was, I have this desire for a reason. There's a way for it to happen. No matter how many times I fall down, by God, I am going to make it happen because I'm never going to quit. It doesn't mean that we don't get guidance from people, but it's guidance in that respect. Like, my mentor taught me that what I wanted was already here. And it wasn't some kind of cruel karmic joke that I would have this desire and I couldn't achieve it. There is a way to achieve it, or you wouldn't have it. But in the beginning, I had no idea what courage felt like, because all I did was doubt myself or follow the path that somebody else told me to follow, which is, of course, what most people do. It's what we've been trained to do. So one of the first things that I teach people in my 5 Steps to Freedom program and course, which, by the way, I will leave a link to that in the show notes. And along with that course, I do also offer mentoring to help you actually apply and move through these stages to create your blueprint and to stay accountable and on track. Because in the beginning, if you don't have support system and you don't have the courage, it's all brand new. And it's a new way of thinking. It's a new way of being. it just feels scary, right? It feels confusing because you just don't have a pattern for it yet. So I do offer that online course and training and give people the mentoring sessions to go with it for free as a bonus. One of the first things that I teach in that course is how to get still long enough to, number one, make a significant shift in your energy so that you can get out of your head and really start feeling your own energy and feel into your body and your knowing and your intuition, right? It's a gut feeling for a reason. You feel it with your body. And the more you practice that and trust it, the more you will build courage from the inside out. It's also a way to stop this constant mental loop in the brain between the subconscious mind and the fear and the anxiety. It, you know, obviously it just goes round and round and round when you can't create courage and faith and trust. So this stillness practice that I teach people, it short circuits the stress response, that fight or flight response. And by learning to do that, it's just something that you practice. It's a new way of being. You can't get it wrong. The only way that it doesn't work is if you don't do it, which is like everything else. If you don't brush your teeth, that doesn't work, right? You can't just stare at your toothbrush and toothpaste. You've got to pick them up and put the toothpaste down the brush and brush your teeth every day. That's a habit. You have practiced it because someone told you about the benefit and you see the benefit and you know the benefit, but you've been practicing it day in and day out. And that's why it's a habit. So people will say, oh, I can't meditate or I can't do stillness or I can't this or I can't that. They feel like they're crawling out of their skin. Well, it's just a practice. And the more you practice, the easier it gets and the more benefits you'll get from it. Developing courage is the same way. You practice developing courage. None of us are born with it. You have to practice it. You have to take a step. You have to take an action. You can be uncertain about the results. And then you have to realize and recognize that you are enough. You'll have to break free from that story and that lie and that pattern and that identity and say, okay, I'm taking a step. I'm stepping into this expansion. And the world is on my side. God, source, wants me to have this or I wouldn't have the desire. Intelligent substance is constantly creating from your desires, from your choices. It wants what you want, and it wants you to experience what it is that you want, or you would never have the seed or idea planted in you in the first place. So the means to achieving it is here, but you have to develop the courage within yourself and be willing to make a decision, be willing to have it go wrong. And then be willing to learn and grow from a place of non-judgment and non-attachment. Be willing to just look at all the facts and look at the truth in the situation, not the lies, but the truth and universal truths, and then make the course corrections to move in the direction that will get you the results that you desire. And what happens in this space is really magical because you find out you are so much more and so much bigger and so much more powerful than you ever dared really imagine or dream of. Now, what happens for most people, and I see this all the time in my coaching practice, is that they have one bad experience. They put a judgment or an attachment to it, and they decide that they are that experience. They attach that outcome to their identity, to themselves. They decide that they are that experience and that they're bad and they're not worthy and they're not good enough and they screwed it up. And that's where they stop, because the subconscious mind has convinced them that they're failures. Does that sound familiar? Does that resonate at all? Because I know it does for me. I did that. I talked myself into more and more failure. What we are talking about in courage is that we're talking about having the courage to think and believe differently about yourself and about life and your life. What we're really talking about is examining what is the truth about a situation. So I'll give you an example. When I started my brick and mortar businesses, I had no idea what I was doing, and I didn't know what I didn't know. And I tried to get some help in the areas that I felt I was weakest in, that I needed support in. I had no idea really how to manage the books and to do profit and loss statements. And there were all sorts of things. I had no idea how to do it. So I had to learn those things, and I had to hire people to help me and teach me. I had to learn marketing. I had to learn about advertising. There were just so many moving pieces, and it was really overwhelming in the beginning. And every single day, I felt like a failure. I mean, I felt so dumb. I felt like an idiot. I thought, how did I get to be this far in life and not know any of these things? Because there was just so much that I didn't know. I had a story and a tape playing in the background in my mind about how I wasn't good with numbers. Here I was working with large amounts of money and numbers every day, all day long. And I definitely made mistakes. But I had a friend in my life at the time that was really quick to point out that I didn't know what I was doing. I think that person literally was planted in my life for me to build my inner personal power and courage and strength. Because quite honestly, it was so demotivating and demeaning that person's not in my life anymore, because I didn't need someone to tell me that. I already knew it. I was not going to continue to tolerate having doubt. I needed people in my life that were going to build confidence and build courage so that I could keep moving forward. And when we really start looking at the pieces, there are synchronicities there everywhere to help move us into that courage, mold us into a person who has this internal power and knows and trusts and has faith in the universe that no matter what, it is going to work out. The truth is that we live in an amazing world, despite the fact that it looks like everything is in complete chaos. There's magic going on all around us in the field of intelligent substance. We really, truly can have anything that we can think about and dream about. It can be created and manifested from God, source, thinking, intelligent substance, whether it's health and well-being, healing. You know, that's part of the problem. People don't get better because they're staying stuck because they're focused on going to the doctors and being sick and giving their power away to doctors and things outside themselves instead of learning to trust their bodies and tuning into what it is that will help them. So here's a transformational takeaway from this episode, and that is to understand what courage really is. Courage comes from taking action with the intention of expansion and growth and being willing to accept that you might have taken an action that may not turn out the way that you planned. However, knowing and trusting that you're going to be okay and you're going to grow and learn from it. Most people, they're not willing to take that risk. And so they won't ever build the courage they need to build their dreams. I've got to tell you, there's so many people who are entrepreneurs and business owners who leave their jobs and have no idea how it's going to turn out. I think, what is it? They say Colonel Sanders, I don't know why this comes to my mind, but Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken, there's a story out there somewhere about, I mean, he just had hardship after hardship after hardship after hardship. And most people would have just totally given up. And it took him years and years and years before he had a success with KFC and selling chicken. We hear these kinds of stories all the time. And what I think is so amazing is that we do hear them every day, and we need to really like connect with them and understand that that is true for each and every one of us. Courage comes from not knowing what's beyond the next 200 feet in front of you. And I've said this many times, right? I can get to the end of my street. And then when I get there, I have to make a choice and a decision. Which way do I go? It's 50-50. It's 50-50. I can go right or go left. It's the same way in anything that you are going to do and create. The courage comes from not knowing what's at the other side of that next 200 feet. But you will never build courage if you are always trying to get someone else to give you the answers. If you are waiting for someone to tell you how you should live your life, or asking a psychic how things are going to go or turn out for you. Quite honestly, the whole thing with psychics and mediums, really psychics, mediums are a little bit different. They talk to souls on the other side, spirits on the other side of this life. But these readings, these I call, you know, futuristic crystal ball readings, there really is no such thing. It's truly impossible to read what's going to happen in the future, because they're only reading a certain point in place and time, a specific point in the space-time continuum. They're simply reading a person's energy and where that energy is now, or the energy pattern that they have been invested in thus far in their life. But they truly cannot predict, because there are just too many variables. Because the field is always bringing into manifestation according to what we're observing. So at any point in time, there's too many players on this field, in this field, on the game field. There's too many variables based on people's thoughts and intentions and energies and frequencies and actions. When I had my store, I used to have booths. I used to have tables at different health fairs and spiritual living expo type events. I was walking past a psychic who was doing a reading. I was walking past her table to go out into the other room, and she was using tarot cards, and she was doing a reading with the cards. It was a business reading for this person. I could hear the conversation. Let me just say, if you're someone who is interested in tarot cards, and that's fine. I don't have any judgment on it. I don't want to insult anybody or hurt anyone's feelings. I'm just conveying in it about this conversation. And this is what she was doing, was using the tarot cards. And she turned over some cards and she said to this person, "No, this isn't the year for you to really grow your business. This is not the year for you to accelerate your growth and your income. That's going to happen 2 years from now. So in the meantime, you should focus on blah, 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 blah," whatever it was. By that time, I was out of earshot and I couldn't hear the rest of it. But what I heard was the gist of it. And I thought to myself, oh my God, how disempowering this is. She was the person getting the reading. She was allowing someone to tell her when she was going to be successful in her business and God knows what else, right? So people are going, you know, how's my relationship going to go? What's this going to do? How's this going to happen? I mean, is that really where we want to get our information from? Oh no, this isn't the year for your health, so don't bother trying. Go for a reading and have somebody tell you, no, it's not going to work out. I don't want to participate in any of that. Do you see what I'm saying here? You will never build courage and trust if you continue to look for answers outside yourself from someone else. You cannot allow them to tell you how things are going to go for you. And I learned this really early on in my business, because I was literally handing over thousands of dollars to people saying, show me what to do, show me how to do it. And I never learned until I took the responsibility to get the courage to be willing to have something go wrong and to learn how to course correct it. That's what built my courage and my confidence and my strength and my knowing and my trust. So your takeaway is for you to take a look at where are you giving your power away, number one. Number two, who are you giving your power away to? And where did you learn this pattern? Because it is a learned pattern. Someone in your life is either controlling or taking away your ability to intuit for yourself. Where is the pattern? Is it in your family? Is it with a spouse? Where were you raised to believe that it was okay for someone else to make all of the choices and for you to not trust yourself? Then take it the next step and say, who would I have to be in order to develop courage? Who would you have to be in order to develop courage? What would you have to do? What baby step could you take that scares you that would help you develop your self-worth and self-esteem? Because you won't get there and you won't get that if you don't take the steps. If you don't do something that is outside of your comfort zone, you will not build the courage and the confidence. So take a look this week at where you feel stuck, where you'd like to develop your courage, where you would like to trust yourself more, and ask yourself what steps you could take, one single baby step that would move you closer to what it is that you want, so that you can get out of this energetic pattern of fear of failure. And then also I want you to consider spending some time developing a stillness practice. If you don't have one, maybe now's the time to start developing one. Or maybe you journal and you reflect on this idea about fear, because it's important to listen to that voice of fear. When you do listen to the voice of fear, I want you to think about how many times have you listened to that voice of fear in the past? How many times have you answered its call? When that voice of fear is there in your head and you've listened to it and you've answered its call, where has it gotten you? So many of us have been there listening to that voice of fear. I know that. I did. And quite honestly, the voice of fear and taking that path, it seems a lot easier. It's the comfort zone, easy path that so many people walk on, because our families, our parents, and our society and culture trained us to take that path. But I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you want to create change. And I'm going to encourage you to learn instead how to listen to the voice of inner knowing that's calling you right now. That's your heart and your soul. As a matter of fact, I do have on my website, you can go to marthablessing.com/free stuff. And there are two guided healing meditations there, one to raise your vibration, and the other one is to connect with your higher self, your inner knowing. They're both free. I want to challenge you and encourage you, instead of listening to that voice of fear, to listen and train yourself to listen to the voice of inner knowing. Both of those meditations and healing experiences will do that. Will you choose to develop the courage to show up for yourself, to do the work and do something different to create something different? Okay. In the next episode, I'm going to be diving into the last and final step in the 5-step methodology, and that's core values. You'll find out what they are and why they're so important to your success and accountability for creating lasting change and for creating transformation in your life. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. If you want help developing courage and your own personal power and energy signature, this is one of the things that I do to help students and clients in my 5 Steps to Freedom course and online program. It gives you in detail, in depth, the foundation of these 5 steps in this methodology so that you can create your own personal blueprint. And it's available now over on the website at marthablessing.com/5 steps. That's marthablessing.com/5 steps. Thanks for listening. And if you found this of value, please be sure to share it with anyone you know that you feel would benefit from this, either your friends or your family. And I would be so grateful if you would go over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. The more reviews that we get for the podcast, the more people will be able to hear this podcast, and the more lives that you and I together, we can change and help transform this world. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Place to Be Free podcast. And if you liked what you heard and you want to know more, go to marthablessing.com/freestuff.